We're going to see a clip in a few minutes. That's a little bit about what might be significant about Black Panther as a movie in particular. But I wanted to start by thinking through superheroes a little bit first. So for those of you who have been looking at what films are coming up, you'll notice that this week and next week are both superhero films, although very different ones. Next week is The Incredibles 2, the follow-up to the best superhero film for children ever made, The Incredibles. And James will be talking about that because I'm away. So unfortunately, I'm going to miss it. But this week we have Black Panther. If you look at the box office results for films, the highest grossing films worldwide are superhero films. The number one highest grossing film worldwide of all time is The Avengers Infinity War, which came out this year, which I have not seen, but seems to have every superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe thrown in together in one great battle. And the second highest grossing film of the year worldwide is Black Panther. And the third one is Jurassic World, which you'll get to hear about in a couple of weeks, so we move away from superheroes. But we also have on that list Incredibles of the top 10, Incredibles 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I think there might even be another superhero. Yes, Deadpool 2. So that gives us five out of our top 10 highest grossing films worldwide of the year are superheroes, superhero films. And as a little aside, Black Panther is not just the second highest grossing film worldwide of the year, but the ninth highest grossing film worldwide of all time. Not adjusted for inflation, but still of all time. So this is not just an incidental film. This is a blockbuster that people around the world are going to see and is informing a large part of our culture and our identity as a culture. So, superheroes. Why are superheroes so popular? I've just proved to you that they are, but why? Any thoughts? Escapism from everyday life, right? It's fun, it's adventure, it's action scenes you won't see anywhere else. We talked about escapism last week.
It makes people feel less vulnerable.
It makes people feel less vulnerable, right. Because a superhero is addressing what's wrong with the world when there doesn't seem to be anything else we can do.
The good guys always win.
The good guys always win. Very important, right? There's this world where people who are doing the wrong things, not caring about others, seem to be winning. And superheroes are about putting that to right.
Mm-hmm. It sort of ties into the vulnerable answer, but we do feel the need for a savior, or at least a supreme leader, in this very disordered world that we're living in now.
Someone to save us and someone to lead us. So the rise of the superhero happens during the 20th century, primarily following the World Wars, First and Second World War, the point at which they, in Western culture, you couldn't just pretend that everything was okay, because it wasn't. And so after the World Wars, you have this desire to set everything to right and make everything appear to be working properly, to have everything in order once again. And about the same time is when superheroes take off, right? That recognition that everything isn't right with the world and desire to have someone who will come in and fix it for us, or possibly that we could be the people who get bit by a radioactive spider or eat a medicinal herb that happens to have space stuff in it or something else and then come in and fix the world. So it's empowering in a potential way, not necessarily in our own action, but in that potential for action, that potential for things to be fixed. And superheroes haven't disappeared. They're still popular, possibly because we still see all the things that are wrong with the world and all the ways that power is being misused, and have that desire, that continued desire, for someone to come in and save us from it. Not coincidentally, during the 20th century, we have the increasing secularism and questioning of religion. So that for a long period of our history, people looked at the world and said, look at all the things that are wrong with the world. That's okay, because someone will come in and save us, and that person is Jesus. Or, that's okay, because, as we discussed last week, the world isn't right, but there's something better coming, and that's heaven. We just need to wait for that to arrive. Just need to wait for the superhero. So now, modern day, okay, wait, everything's wrong and Jesus hasn't come in to save us. What do we do? Either we change our idea about how Jesus works in the world, which is what a congregation like this does, saying, wait, maybe we got our idea about Jesus' action not quite right, and we need to rethink that. Or we give up on Jesus and we turn somewhere else, like a superhero. Okay, we're aware that superheroes don't exist, but nothing that does exist seems to be working. So here is the myth that we'll use to survive what seems to be going wrong. In this camp like ours, where we might be rejecting the notion of an all-powerful God who's going to fix everything, because if that's the case, then what's going on right now? We're giving up an idea of being able to allow everything to be offered to God's control. That doesn't mean we have to give up on the idea of God and God's love and God's presence and God's action through each of us. And that's very important. But the 20th century, and now the 21st century, has meant that that notion of God as absolute power has been called into question. So even if we're still here, and we're still following Jesus' example, and we're still celebrating God's love, we might still yearn for the superhero whose power seems to be absolute, who seems to offer us everything that's missing in our world. Not because we think superheroes exist, but because they're a myth that can excite us because of that simplified idea of how the world works. Now, this isn't completely true. And as superheroes have developed, you see the world becoming more complex. The questions about good and evil don't become quite so straightforward. But it still speaks to that possibility that we could divide the world into good and evil and make sense of it. So it's been an important religious impulse, and then religion has either become less important or has called into question this notion of good and evil being the way that we should describe the world. It hasn't been so easy, and so we turn somewhere else. Also, superheroes are fun. Worth saying. We'll get to see a clip in just a moment that speaks to that. Actually, let's watch it now.